Joining us now, Saints head coach Sean Payton. Coach, how you doing tonight?
Good, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. We enjoyed the game on Sunday. We're just talking here a little bit before you jumped on with us about really how incredible the ground game was yesterday. Certainly early on, but really the second and third quarters, almost 100 yards in each of those. Going into that game, having talked to Coach Roschard, Coach Nugent, I think they felt really confident they could run the ball well in this game, and certainly something you guys were able to do at a high level yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we ended up with real good numbers, yards per carries. I thought those guys up front did a good job. All the backs, a lot of them got a lot of work. One of the things that gives you those rushing totals is obviously your ability to convert third downs. When you get two takeaways defensively, anytime you have one of those unique games where your rushing attempts are that high, a number of things have to happen, because generally it's hard to do in an 11 possession game. You know, a year ago in Buffalo, we had one of those games. I think we ran it 26 straight times. So they don't come up often, and yet when they do come up around the league, you can quickly turn to the stat line, and you're going to see some takeaways. You're going to see some third down numbers that are good, and then generally a lead, which allows you to run the ball almost exclusively towards the end of the game.
And, you know, Coach Payton, what I'm most impressed with, because I thought, like, for instance, we're at Baltimore. We beat the Ravens at their own game. I look at time of possession. We have the ball 7 minutes more, if I can recall, more than the Ravens. But to have it almost 20 minutes more, to me, that's unheard of in the NFL. And then you look at 74 total plays. That's not surprising, but 50 plays in Bengals territory. So, you know, you're always talking about the field position game and the hidden yardage and all that. I mean, have you been involved with 50 plays in your enemy's territory? I mean, that's almost like a complete game that you can't help but have success and dominate your opponent to have that many plays in Bengals territory.
Yeah, I mean, look, it did feel like we played a lot of snaps on their side of the 50. It was great to get started with the first drive and, you know, go down the field and end up with a touchdown. And then defensively, after going through their first drive, then all of a sudden the third downs really started coming. And I thought defensively we did a good job of harassing the quarterback and getting off the field on the third downs. All of those things, you know, there's a complementary element to football that sometimes and oftentimes is overlooked. And I think that we played well yesterday that way.
Now, Coach Payton, the one thing that I know you got to be proud of is the discipline of your team, or I might say whoever that crew was, I want them to officiate a number of our games. Now, you might say, hey, let the boys play, whatever. They had a total of 5 penalties, but we had only 1 penalty. That says a lot about the discipline of your team to go on the road and to have only 1 penalty.
Yep, that always is pleasing, you know, because you point to the crew. We do a crew review each week, and we talk about where they rank, you know, relative to this year's other 16 crews, and then what their penalty frequency was like last year, what are the calls they're making. But it was a clean game, you know, we've got to keep sticking with and understanding the significance of that turnover ratio and ball security, and obviously the minus plays. And I felt like yesterday there weren't very many minus plays, and I think there were 7 or 8 third down and 3 or less situations. And obviously there's a lot of things you want to run on your call sheet there.
Saints head coach Sean Payton, plenty more with him when we return. You're listening to the Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back to the Saints Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Zach Strief alongside Bobby Hebert, joined by head coach Sean Payton. Coach, listen, I know that you don't like, you're not going to want to talk about this. You look through the stats in general, 33 first downs. You guys finished 58% on third, but you converted your first 7 before you guys kind of, actually, I think you missed the 8th one. The rest of them came in the fourth quarter. You guys, 5 of 6 in the red zone, 509 yards, 244 yards rushing, like Bobby said, almost 40 minutes time possession. Do you remember a more dominant offensive performance in your career here in New Orleans?
Well, listen, what was more important to me, I felt like it was a – well, listen, I'm trying to be honest because I felt like we've had some big games. You know, the Buffalo game a year ago was a silly one relative to rushing for over 300 yards. And so they all run together after a while. And then you can remember certain seasons. I mean, I'm sure in 11 we had some doozies, and but I thought as a team yesterday with what we did, you know, when Morstead's just your holder, that's a good thing.
right. He's warming up to hold instead of punting so he doesn't get too stiff.
Right. He's holding and he's bringing brownies for the plane.
Now, Coach Payton, before we went to the break and you brought this up, I know you emphasized this, and I said, you know, you try and compare. That's what we do as fans and even the media covering the team. I look at 2009 and how special we're able to get defensive touchdowns and end up on that plus side and that turnover margin. And I thought that was a big sign and a positive. Now, we can do this going forward, that we're now on that plus side. We're plus two for the game, plus two for the season. That I think going forward, if we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, well, if we do, then you got to get two back, you know, that scenario. But I think that is critical. You know, look at the parity in the NFL, the Eagles coming to town. I like our chances a lot, no matter who we're playing, if we're just on that plus side in that turnover margin.
Yeah, I mean, look, if it's – the easiest way to explain it is you're given 11 or 12 possessions each team, let's say, in a game, depending on the type of game it is, and when you – when you have a turnover, you lose one of your possessions, they gain one. So every time there's a turnover, there's, you know, a possible 12-10 possession game. Two turnovers, you know, it's 13-9. And you just do the math there, and it comes out the same. And I think that, man, I've been encouraged with that because that's helped us. It helped us win a week ago against the Rams right at the end of the half to get the interception by Anzalone and then followed up with a touchdown. You try to put a value on that sequence right there, and it's hard to.
Now, Coach Payton, you look into the kind of the evolution of how Taysom Hill has been involved in this and new things every single week. First of all, I just want to say Taysom Hill did a heck of a job blocking yesterday. He was really good on the edges yesterday. But we see the jump pass in the end zone, and you see some of these plays that I guess they're gimmick plays. I mean, when you send your quarterback jumping to throw a ball, I guess you call that. Do those plays and those formations maybe that are unique each week, do they kind of disappear or do they stay in the playbook and do they show back up as the year goes?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's certain ones that will reappear quicker than others. Look, a couple of those outside sweeps, you know, where we had Austin Carr and Kirk did a great job blocking and Mike Thomas as well. I mean, we got to the edge on about five schemes yesterday that in order to do so put stress on the receivers, and sometimes you want to get on the edge to the bubble side. Well, that means the receivers are going to be involved because the tight end probably is over on the three technique side or where the front is shifted. So a number of times yesterday early on, Mike Thomas and the openers gave us the edge and we had a big run, but the quarterback crack play gives you a bonus player, and so that was two for two. Each week, though, we'll look at a series of these Cougar plays, personnel wise, what we want to do with them, how we want to do it, and you know, I think it's important that it's not just this zone read, this play, and that's it. I mean, in Minnesota, he threw the ball down the field. I mean, remember, we're talking about a quarterback, not necessarily just a running back or a receiver running zone read offense. So we're talking about someone that, you know, is run. We view him as a quarterback. He's in the meeting rooms. He's training. And so he can throw the football. He does a lot of things really well. And there's a spirit about how he plays that I think is contagious on our team.
Now, Coach Payton, look at it, Mike Thomas. I mean, it's unbelievable. He gets targeted eight times. He has eight receptions, gets a couple of touchdowns. But the question I have for you, and before I want to give him a little props, that six-yard catch on the second play from scrimmage, it was his 267th career reception, setting an NFL record for the most through the first 40 games of a career. That surpassed Giants receiver Odell Beckham Jr. So the question I have is, okay, future game plans. Would it be the Eagles, whoever it might be, come playoff time, the latter part of the season? Do you have to worry about case in point? Because Drew is hit. I mean, it just this is the track record. At least 8 receivers, sometimes 10 or 11. But case in point that, you know what, Michael Thomas ain't beating us. Now, I'm not saying can't beat a double team, whether you're playing him in and out, short and long.
Yep,
so when you look at that, that has to come into consideration when you're setting up a game plan, considering that Michael Thomas is Drew Brees' favorite and may not only be the first option, but also the second.
Yeah, listen, one of the things that you take longer with your game plan on is trying to anticipate that and yet trying to not just say, hey, we're going to line up in trips and he's going to be the X and this is where you're going to find him and you're going to be able to get your double. You know, trying to put him in different spots relative to the plan to make that more difficult to do. And as soon as you begin to tandem one player, there is some stress relative to your run front. There is some stress relative to who's covering Kamara and who's covering the other players. And so I think obviously the trick constantly is trying to put the plan together with that in mind. And Drew's always been outstanding at finding the weakness in the coverage and, you know, where the ball might go. And that later play against the Rams to seal the game on third down was really a play designed for Alvin. He drew the brackets and Mike drew the single.
Right.
And so when you saw that rep in practice, you saw Alvin catching it. Oftentimes when you get into a game, you know, the look you might expect to get can be varied or different, and you got to have a progression. And the same thing applies in the run game. You spend maybe 3 snaps of a certain running play during the week, and then you get to a game and the front's a little different or the support's a little different. And you're relying on, you know, guys with good fundamentals and instincts to still make it go.
More when we return with Saints head coach Sean Payton. You're listening to the Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Zach Streif alongside Bobby Hebert, joined still by Saints head coach Sean Payton. Coach, news came out today. You guys signed Brandon Marshall at the wide receiver position, obviously after the injury to Dez Bryant. But when you look at yesterday, Keith Kirkwood makes his first start, comes up with 2 catches, including the long on the game of 42 yards. And also Dan Arnold shows up. So Austin Carr with 2 receptions. So you guys found some production at the receiver position yesterday. What kind of player can we expect to see out of Brandon Marshall? And what did you guys see in him to bring in?
Well, number one, you know, he's experienced and he's a quick study. He's a real big target. Dan Arnold was a receiver for us that we moved this past offseason to tight end. So, again, looking for targets, experienced targets that could possibly go opposite of Mike. Traquan's doing a good job. Keith, you mentioned, was outstanding. It's good to see these young guys developing, and it's another chance for us to look at a veteran player, you know, who has strong hands in traffic, who can block on the running game, and is a guy that you know, is competitive. So we'll get a chance to see him this week and begin to each week evaluate, you know, how can we put these guys in the best position for success.
Now, Coach Payton, looking on the defensive side of the ball, I don't know if I'd ever would have saw this. Now, maybe you can envision this, but I kind of use them. I don't know if finesse is the right word, but Alex Azzalone led the team in tackles with 5. He had 4 unassisted. He had a sack. You talked about the key interception he had against the Rams. It seems like he had a tackle for a loss, a quarterback hurry. It seems like he's somewhat turned that corner. I don't know if it was because of health, but it seems like he's playing with a lot more confidence. And also Eli Apple coming on board. I thought he had a chance to have two picks instead of one with two passes defended. But just talk about Eli Apple and the confidence standpoint to come to a new team and also the development of Alex Anzalone, given the opportunity to take advantage of that.
Sure. First with Eli, you know, he's played his third game now, and he's getting more and more comfortable with what we're doing. He was in great position, as you mentioned earlier, for an earlier interception. The one interception he got was like that batted ball drill that sat in the air for 10 seconds, and right. But it was a big play. So it's good to see him with the production, the confidence that goes with it, and Alex is someone that has good instincts and, you know, is getting more snaps, and you're seeing the production. He's got very good ball skills, but his ability to key and diagnose and, you know, play in space are strengths of his.
Now, Coach, a lot of fans ask me, who in the hell is Washington? They don't like Washington. They're trying to say, well, who? Dwayne Washington from Washington, being a Washington Husky. Here he is, you know, opportunity as a running back. But is that also, y'all brought him on board, obviously. He is a running back. He gave him the ball 11 times. He averaged basically 4.5 yards a run. But he also contributed with a special teams tackle. I know you bring it up no matter what the position, whether you're running back, receiver, linebacker, safety, like a Chris Banjo type. But if you're on the back end, that is that one of the reasons why Dwayne Washington is on the team? Because it's a potential contribution on special teams as he comes up with a tackle being active?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the third halfback position, a year ago for us, Trey Edmonds was the same way. And so it starts with the kicking game. We like what he does as a runner. He's got good explosive speed. And, you know, he played real well in the kicking game yesterday, and it was great to give him, a good chunk of work relative to the offense. And even late in the game, when you start handing the ball off to your fullback like we were, you know it's a good day.
Yeah, Coach, going back to the defense, Sheldon Rankins is a guy who's really developed here this year, has played fantastic, up to 5 sacks, has been really good in the middle of this defense. Just talk a little bit about his development as a player.
It's been great to see. He's been active. He's done a great job of getting on the edge. You know, when you play that 3 technique, at times you get the guard one-on-one. He's taken advantage of that. He's given us good snaps both in the run and the passing game. He's an extremely instinctive player and smart player, a quiet guy, but just really is a pro's pro and is a great teammate.
Now, Coach Payton, we appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you guys get some good work in tonight. You get to study the film in peace and quiet and that nothing alarming happens in the building this evening.
It'll be all quiet, Zach. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Coach.